Dale, I'd like to learn a little bit about what Pfizer is doing in the area of BVD, and I understand that you have a project in Michigan. Could you tell me more about that?
Well, I guess as we consider BVD virus that affects all aspects of the cattle industry, there are certainly options for control of BVD in individual operations. However, the Michigan project is a demonstration or a project that's attempting to eradicate BVD virus from a region, specifically the Upper Peninsula region of Michigan. But really, the Michigan State University is in charge of this. Dr. Dan Grooms, Dr. Steve Boleyn, Dr. Ben Bartlett with Michigan State University are driving this program that to this point has been extremely successful. You know, Pfizer is involved with sponsoring the program, but those people are the people that are driving the success, along with the producers. This is a voluntary eradication program. 80% of the producers have participated in the pilot counties, about three or four counties. So the producers are behind it and are very, very supportive of their own and their neighbors' involvement. And so this has moved along very, very well. So it's a great, I think, demonstration of the industry viewing some value to themselves and to the industry involving eradication of the virus in a voluntary manner. So that's exemplary.
So when you look at, and there are other diseases and other animal types that are problematic to try to eliminate, do you think the regional approach is maybe a good way to sort of, I guess, you know, let's do it this region, get it done, and then kind of branch that out into others?
Okay. Well, potentially. I guess we don't know the answer to that, and that's partly why this is being attempted. But the UP has a geographical isolation, water around it, and that it borders Wisconsin, so that makes it a good region to work with. Also, principally, the cattle flow is out of that region, so reintroduction is somewhat at lower risk. Not zero, but that's being dealt with. So there are some characteristics of that region that make it potential for success better. But on the other hand, it's not been attempted anywhere else in the U.S. So it's a model and we don't know what the outcome will be. But to this point, things are moving along very, very well.
So if a producer, I'm assuming that producers in that area at this point are pretty well dialed in on this, but how do you find out more information about what they're trying to do if you want to learn more?
Well, I would suggest contacting those people at Michigan State University. They're wonderful people to work with, and they're really leaders in this area of BVD as well. So they're excellent resources. I'd also say that in a voluntary eradication program or project such as this, yes, we need to follow sound science to be sure that the program is on target, but the people component becomes very, very important. The industry supporting the project, the neighbors, doing it as a team effort, and that's being achieved by the Michigan industry at this point. So it's very good to see.
Well, we'll be interested to see how those results play out.
Yes.
And appreciate Pfizer's role in helping make that happen. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.